Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Let's pray. God, thank you for this morning. We thank you for just your presence here, and we pray that you would come and encourage us and speak to us this morning, God. We need you. We love you. We turn to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I mean, it's a very popular and well-known passage about the full taking up the full armor of God. But this morning, as I was praying, I really felt the Holy Spirit highlight this passage for us. And I think there's many of us in the church, not just in our church, but in the church, in the Christian community, we walk around and we are unaware of the schemes of the enemy. You know, we're unaware that we're in battle, and therefore when the enemy comes and he releases his schemes, right? It says in verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. The devil has a scheme. He wants to come and destroy our hearts. He wants to come and destroy, you know, our passion for the Lord, our zeal for God. He wants to come and destroy our peace in him. But we're just unaware. We're so focused on the material world, right? The things that we can see, touch, and feel, and smell with our five senses. And we don't give much thought to the spiritual realm. That when things, you know, when we have these moments of just striving in our hearts, and we lose that peace in our hearts, and we lose that joy in our heart, we lose that passion, that first love for God in our hearts, we don't really think about the spiritual realm. We immediately kind of think about what's going on in my life. You know, is it my job? Am I just stressed out? Am I struggling with my relationship with my wife? Are we not communicating well? You know, is something going on that's adding this burden and pressure and stress? And I remember when Dr. Charles Kraft was here, he was teaching us about inner healing and just about the reality of the spiritual world. And he said, if we don't know that we are in a spiritual battle, we'll lose that battle every time. Right? If we don't know who we are fighting, if we don't know that we are in this war, how are we going to even, you know, defend ourselves and walk in victory? So I think it's a great reminder for us. And I think that's why Paul writes it here. He says, finally, he's after this great book, you know, Ephesians is such a rich book with a theology and just a real recap, you know, of the gospel of Jesus Christ and what God has done in the life of a believer. And then he goes through all these lessons on Christian living. This is how I want you to, you know, treat your family and treat one another. And all these things, says, finally, this is the last thing I want to leave you with. And he says, be strong in the Lord. I don't want to butcher it. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Paul's saying, this is important for you to remember. That every single day that we are aware that we're in a spiritual battle, that our fight, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, just this material world. It's not just about, you know, what happens in the natural world, but there is a spiritual realm that is, you know, Peter will tell us that the devil is like a roaring lion prowling around and seeking someone to devour, right? He wants to devour us. He wants to fill our hearts with despair, negativity, right? Fill our hearts with jealousy and envy, pride, complacency, arrogance, so that we just lose, you know, our desperation for God, our passion for the Lord. I was mainly why this was so strong in my heart and my mind this morning is because I woke up feeling very negative. Just sometimes you just wake up and you feel this heaviness upon you, and you wake up and you just feel sluggish. You know, sometimes it's just the natural, right? You need to sleep more. I read on Facebook, on somebody's wall, she said, the battle for EMP starts at 10:30 the night before, right? Whether you're going to go to bed or stay up doing whatever. And I think it's true, right? So sometimes it's just naturally, you didn't sleep enough and you feel sluggish and you feel slow. But at other times, I think it could be the scheme of the enemy to kill that passion in your heart, to make you feel sluggish, to make you feel slow, passionless, no zeal. I mean, I was so blessed on Sunday, just this reminder that, man, we need to keep that fire burning in our hearts. We need to keep that revival fire burning in our hearts. Wouldn't you like to see something happen in our lifetime where we can point to and say, man, God really moved? Not just a status quo, average experience of the Spirit of God, but something amazing. And I was pumped up Sunday, and then come Monday, you know, Sunday night, actually, my wife and I, we had a great long discussion about, man, yeah, we want to keep that fire. What can we do? How can we, you know, turn to God and have more zeal for the Lord? And I took some practical steps. I deleted Netflix off my phone and my tablet because I realized, man, after I finished my Fuller Seminary studies, I had a lot of free time. And all I did with that free time was I started watching a lot of TV shows. And I was like, that's not how I keep up the fire in my heart. So I deleted those, downloaded some sermons, and we were talking. We're like, yeah, let's do something. And then come Monday, I don't have that zeal anymore. Come Monday, I just feel sluggish. I feel just a little bit down in my spirit. And then it wasn't until this morning, and I felt the Holy Spirit kind of quickening my heart and saying, you know, we're in a spiritual battle, and the enemy does not want me to keep that passion going, that fire going in my heart. Why is it so hard to pray? Why is it so hard for us as children of God to take a good chunk of time to pray with Him, to commune with Him? I think it's a spiritual battle. I think, sure, naturally, we need to develop a habit and develop we just have to get used to it. We have to overcome that physical barrier, maybe, but I think it's spiritually the enemy will do everything in his power to keep us from praying, to keep us from seeking the Lord. I remember when I was in my youth with a mission trip for 3 months in India, my good friend at the time, I'm sorry to say we don't keep in touch anymore, but his name was Dan, and we were very, very close during this time, and so we'd made a commitment to one another. We said, every night during outreach, let's get together and we're going to pray, right? Every night we're going to get together and we're going to pray. And many of these nights we would come together and neither of us wanted to pray. Neither of us wanted to seek the Lord. We just wanted to sleep. Sometimes we didn't even like each other for whatever, you know, something happened during the day. We didn't really feel like sharing and praying. And it was just hard But we recognize that it was a battle. And so we would go before God and we would say, God, we're here today. We don't even want to pray. God, we have no desire to pray, but can you help us at this time so that we can get over this hurdle? And can you help us pray? And I hope I'm not exaggerating, but I feel like every time we prayed that prayer, when we were feeling, when we were in that place of not wanting to pray, the Spirit would do something and He would stir in our hearts the desire to pray again, and we would have a fantastic prayer time. But I think it's, it's just real, you know, the devil's scheme is real and he wants to keep us down. He wants to keep us unaware. I was just thinking about Acts chapter 5, verse 3. You don't have to turn there, but it's Ananias and Sapphira, right? They see this guy, Barnabas, sell the land, give everything at the foot of the apostles, and maybe there was great recognition and praise. Maybe they said, wow, you're a real man of God. And so Ananias and Sapphira, they do the same thing. They sell a portion of their land, and then they tell the apostles, here's all the money that we made from selling this land while keeping a small portion of it. And this is what Peter says, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and kept for yourself some of the money you received for this land? How is it that Satan has filled your heart? What if we're walking around and Satan is filling our hearts, right, with these lies, with these thoughts and emotions, right? Maybe he was filled with jealousy, right? Maybe Ananias saw Barnabas get the recognition from the apostles. He was filled with jealousy, right? He was filled with this insecurity that's saying, man, I wish I had that kind of recognition. I wish I could, you know, be in a position of honor. And so he is moved, right, to do this thing. And he is so given over to the devil that he even, you know, deceives Peter and the leaders. And what if, you know, I mean, I think the enemy messes around with our thoughts and our emotions, right? That's his primary mode of attack. He brings these thoughts in our hearts to tell you that you're not good enough, to tell you that, you know, how can so-and-so, you know, what's so special about so-and-so that he or she can be recognized for this, and what's wrong with me? And, you know, either you're filled with jealousy and you act out, or you're filled with insecurity and you just shrivel. You know, you shrink under the pressure or the weight. So, it's important for us this morning. Let's put on the full armor of God. You know, this is a prayer that I pray regularly for my family, for myself, for my wife, for my child. And it's a good one for us to remember. And so I just want to help you. You just have to go from top to bottom, right? It's easy, I think. Once you start praying it, it's easy to remember. You just go from top to bottom. It's not in the order in the way it is in the scriptures. But you start with, I always start with helmet of salvation. And I think about my mind. You know, I envision putting on a helmet and saying, God, protect my mind. Lord, I am saved by your grace alone, you know, by your work on the cross. So, God, protect my mind. And then I go to the breastplate of righteousness. And I think about my emotions, you know, my heart. And I say, Lord, can you, you know, I give you my emotions, God. I don't want to be given over to my emotions. And I want to be controlled by my emotions, whether it's feeling insecure or feeling angry or feeling feeling down, feeling jealous, or whatever it is. I don't want to be given over to my emotions, God. So I put on the breastplate of righteousness, and then I put on the belt of truth. And it says your loins girded, in the NASB, it says gird your loins with truth. And this might sound funny, but to me, the loins, it makes me think about sexual purity in a way, because it's the physical, right? That's the area. But that's one thing, and then I think about truth. You know, I want to fill my mind, fill my life with the truth of your word, God. And then I think about the physical kind of aspect of the temptations that might come in a sexual way. And I say, God, I give that to you. And then I think about the feet, right? So I just go down my body, and the feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. And there's many things that maybe we can think about with that passage, but I always think about peace, right? How much passion, how much more effective will we be with our lives if we're filled with God's peace? You know, we're not so anxious, we're not so filled with just turmoil in our hearts, but we had this peace in our hearts. So I go, God, I want that peace that comes from the gospel, you know, from the gospel. You know, I want to be filled with the gospel of peace. And then I think about the shield of faith that extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And the flaming arrows of the evil one is the attack of the enemy. In Revelation, it tells us that the enemy is the accuser of our soul, right? That he wants to accuse us. He wants to fill our hearts with thoughts like, well, you're not good enough. You don't measure up. You don't have the power or the strength to do this thing that God has called you to do. He just accuses you. And so I take up the shield of faith that extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And then I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And whatever passages that you have in your heart that you want to just declare over the enemy, you know, you take that. And so this morning, I just encourage you to do that. Put on the full armor of God and recognize that maybe the reason why you're feeling down, the reason why you're feeling sluggish in your spiritual life, the reason why you don't have zeal for the Lord is a spiritual reason. You know, the devil wants to keep you. The devil wants to keep you down. You know, a few days, maybe about a week ago, I thought that the Holy Spirit was kind of convicting me and saying, you and your wife need to pray together every day. Right? So we decided, I told her, I said, hey, let's do this together. You know, so we read My Utmost for His Highest, you know, a daily devotional, and then we pray together. And then just maybe 3-4 days after we started doing that, we got into this huge fight. And then I was praying about that, and I felt the Holy Spirit just bring to awareness, you know, the enemy does not want me and my wife to pray together every day, to get into the Word and to share. And so, of course, he's going to do something to break apart our relationship and our marriage. And then once you recognize it, you pray against it. You rebuke the enemy. You know, Dr. Kraft gave us this great prayer. He said, you know, even when you're talking to your spouse and or your coworker or whatever, and you see this tension building and you don't know where this comes from, he said, under your breath or in your mind or whatever, you can pray. You can say, hey, if this is the enemy, I command you to stop it. Right? He recommends not saying it out loud to your spouse because that could really offend that person. But you do it, you know, behind the scenes, and you say, in the name of Jesus, if this is the enemy, I command you to stop it. And so I did that, and quickly, I mean, it was dissipated the anger, the fight, and we were able to share again and pray with each other again. And I think it's real. And then finally it ends with praying the Spirit at all times. And, you know, in one sense, I think it's definitely talking about praying in tongues, right? Praying in the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul's quite clear about the distinction between praying with your mind and then praying in the Spirit. But also, in Romans 8, it tells us that the Spirit helps us to pray when we don't know how to pray. So meaning, even if you don't know how to pray in tongues, I don't think that means you can't pray in the Spirit. You can still pray in the Spirit, giving yourself to the Holy Spirit and asking the Holy Spirit to pray through you and to help you pray. So pray at all times. Be on the alert. Stand firm. So let the Holy Spirit just encourage you this morning and bring to mind ways that maybe the enemy is working his schemes against you. And then let's just go before God and say, Lord, I want to put on the full armor of God. And then pray in the Spirit, you know, pray in tongues. Ask the Holy Spirit to pray, help you pray. Andrew's going to lead us in a song. So let's just go before God together. Thank you. Yes, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this great reminder. Thank you for your promise that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world, and that you've given us authority. God, you've given us authority to pray these things and to rebuke the enemy, God, especially over ourselves, God. So, Lord, this morning we just want to put on the full armor of God. We want to put on the belt of truth buckled around our waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, that our feet may be fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, that we would take up the shield of faith with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and that we will take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and help us to pray in the Spirit at all times, God, that we will stay alert. God, I pray that you would come, help us to walk in victory, God. I pray against the accusations of the enemy, God, the accusations of the enemy of our soul that wants to tell us that there's something wrong with us, that condemn us, God. I pray that we would be able to walk in the confidence of your love, confidence of your pleasure over us, God. Yeah, help us to be filled with just the peace that comes from you. Yeah, so I just pray your blessing over our congregation here this morning, and also our church, though even the ones that are not here. Yeah, help us to be alert, God. Help us to be aware that we're in battle, that we will not be unaware of the schemes of the enemy. God, thank you. Thank you. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our church, for our community. Let's pray for those that are battling cancer or going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's pray for God's strength over them. Let's pray for God's grace. Let's pray for healing for our friends. Let's pray together. Let's go to the second slide. Pray for those that are ill, but also in need of salvation. Let's pray that God will move in their lives to reveal Himself to them. Let's pray. Let's go to the third slide. Various infirmities that our church members are struggling with. And yeah, whoever God brings to your attention from this list, it's a long list. So just pray for those that God brings to your attention from this list. Let's pray for those that are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision and guidance. Let's pray that they will not be discouraged, that they will use this time wisely. So let's pray for our friends. Let's pray for our Tuesday prayer focus. Pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the government. Pray against the wealth gap. Let's pray for revival here in this city. Pray for the churches. Pray for all the different ministries listed there. You can pray for the Hong Kong Korean Church, which is our mother church. We were birthed out of that ministry, which is in Shengwan. Just pray for the young people of Hong Kong. They're facing a lot of pressure. Despair, such as pray for God to move, especially among the hearts of the young people in our city. Let's pray. Let's pray for the staff. Pray for Pastor Sam is just coming back this morning. He should be back now, but he had a great time ministering at the retreat for Living Hope. And just pray that, you know, as he comes back from a trip, that he won't be too weary. You know, let's pray for refreshing for his body, for his mind, for his spirit. Pray for the rest of the staff, for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to be anointed, to be united as one, to work hard to build this church. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for the worship, sound, and AV team. Pray for a heart of worship. Pray for a real heart of excellence. Let's pray that we will, as a worship ministry, that we will first have a private devotion to God, and that it would be our Sunday worship on the stage will be just an overflow of our private worship, our private devotion to God. So let's pray together for that. Let's pray for our hospitality ministry, welcoming team, and barista. Pray for more volunteers. Pray for such an anointing upon each member of this ministry that they would be able to share the love of God with our visitors and with the people that are walking in the church. That through their greeting and coffee, that they would people would feel God's love through this ministry. So let's pray for our hospitality team. And let's pray for our retreat coming up. Pray for those that haven't signed up yet. For whatever reason, you know, some of it is finances. Some of it, maybe they just feel, for whatever reason, you know, apprehensive about coming. Let's just pray that those that, you know, should be at the retreat, they'll sign up. They have a few more weeks to sign up. So let's pray that nothing will hinder them from signing up. And pray for our speaker, Pastor Benjamin and Pastor Daniels, and their wives that will be coming and speaking to us. Pray for God's protection over them, God's anointing over them. And let's pray for really a powerful time. Oh, pray for logistics, because there's still a lot to do. Pray for God's grace over our admin team, Ashley and Monica and others that will be doing a lot of the logistics. Pray for Pastor Mary and Yiling for all the Sunday school logistics, because that's going to be pretty huge too. So let's pray for the logistics and everything else with the retreat. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. We pray for all these things. We thank you that we can pray to you and that you hear our prayers, God. We're so grateful for your love and for your kindness. And I pray that we would be able to deepen our relationship with you this morning, that you would fill us up with the Holy Spirit, God. May we be continuously filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with a zeal and a passion and a hunger for your presence, God. And help us to be aware of the schemes of the enemy so that we can stay alert and really just come against the attacks of the enemy, God, that we will not be passive in that. So, Lord, wake us up. And I pray for your protection over each person. We put on the full armor of God, Lord. I bless everyone's spirit to connect to Holy Spirit and to lead their body and soul. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today.